This week I'm going to try to keep our meditation very simple. In this very complex world of our time and our time, simplicity can be quite useful and necessary. I'd like to attend to the Bismillah, Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. A 10th century mystic, Ahmad Samadi, who died about 16 years before Ibn al-Arabi was born, plumbed the depths of the meanings of the divine names. And regarding Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, he called Ar-Rahman mercy, all-merciful, and he called Ar-Rahim ever-merciful. So as we breathe in on our in-breath, we'll breathe in Rahman, all mercy. And actually, as we're breathing in Al-Rahman, we can also attune to that which the Sufis call Nafas Al-Rahman, the divine breath of mercy, which blesses you with existence. So you're breathing in God's mercy, as a way, and God's mercy is manifesting as you. On the out breath, you think Rahim. Rahim, ever mercy. And ever mercy in this case is all the different ways that we awaken to fresh life, to new life, to also the unsealing of the divine messages that come to us through all kinds of experiences, both within doing fikr, which is what we'd be doing this week, fikr, the fikr being Rahman on the in-breath and Rahim on the out-breath, but also in our dreams, what comes with us in our lucid dreaming, as well as evening dreaming at nighttime, and even just the very experiences that we encounter in the life around us. Ahmad Samadi pointed out Ar-Rahman pertains to, quote, my mercy embraces all things. And this is very much like the saying by Hazrat Ayat Khan, where he points out the sun shines on poison ivy and corn alike. It doesn't make any difference between the two. And then he says, on Rahim, Ahmad Samadi points out, hearing Ar-Rahman, the all-merciful, the ever-merciful, Ar-Rahman is the all-merciful, Ar-Rahim, the ever-merciful, brings about presence with the presence. And this presence is the cause of subsistence and nearness. So as we're breathing out Rahim, we're experiencing the divine presence within us, as close, as near, and we're breathing out the blessings of Rahman to all of those around us. So, in conclusion, Samadi points out, hearing this phrase, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, is a wine poured into a cup of joy and placed in the goblet of intimacy. And when the God's friends drink the wine of yearning in the garden of gentleness, they begin to seek. And when they seek, they rejoice. And when they rejoice, they fly beyond the cage of the two worlds. And when they fly, they arrive. And when they arrive, they reach themselves. And in this state, their intellects are drowned in gentleness and their hearts consumed by unveiling. Having lost themselves, they find him. The sun of beginningless gentleness shines on the garden of their hearts. And the narcissus of intimacy blooms in that holy garden. So this is a saying by Ahmad Samadi. You can probably listened to it many times. But essentially, as we're breathing in the word Rahman, just the word, no R, but just R-A-H-M-A-N, and realizing the blessings that God has given us, as our existence, our sheer existence here. And as we breathe out Rahim, just the word Rahim, and we are allowing those blessings to flow out of us as new dispensations of life and understanding and awakening, not just for us, but for all of existence. Amen. Deeply. The next phrase is Dul Jalal Wal Ikram. Recite Dul Jalal Wal Ikram, O Lord of power and splendor. Dul Jalal Wal Ikram. 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 21 times. And at the end of the recitation, allow yourself to just rest in the presence of the Lord of power and splendor.